Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We're always excited to learn about a new local musician. And today, that artist is Michelle Willis, a vocalist and keyboardist who moved to New York City in 2016 from Toronto. She has been a touring member of David Crosby's Lighthouse and Skytrail bands, and she co-wrote many of the songs on Crosby's collaborative 2018 album, Here If You Listen. Here's what Cros himself had to say about her.
She's probably one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. Of all, ever, anybody. One of the very best, one of the top handful. I'm talking about, I live in the same world with Joni and Aretha and Bonnie and women who can sing. She's in that league. She's that good.
And now you can hear for yourself. Here's a song you can immediately add to your Spring Jams playlist titled Green Gray.
It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. I'm telling my heart, this ain't no place for love to start. Ever since I met you, color's been creeping in. Flirting in shadow, painting a line on an old tin. Every line you draw, I bend. Every glance you give, I linger. Gray shades waiting on your beckoning. Ooh, ever since I met you, I've been holding out to brush against you. But you got someone at home. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone feel this way. I'm telling my heart, this ain't no place for love to start. It's silly to say, maybe you make everyone.
Green Gray is off Willis' sophomore album, Just One Voice. Other voices joining her on the record include veteran singers like, yes, David Crosby, and also Michael McDonald. A few peers lend their vocals as well, Becca Stevens, Taylor Ashton, and Lake Street Dive's Rachel Price. Michelle Willis joins me now for an All of It listening party. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Your first album came out the same year you moved from Toronto to New York City. What brought you here? What changed for you moving to NYC?
I had kept coming here and falling more and more in love with the city. And also, I feel like I really needed to learn how to be more direct. And that was something that New York had in abundance. but really, I love the city. And I had grown up playing music in Toronto, and I was about to turn 30, and I wanted to experience what it was like to move to a place where you had no foundation and you just had to restart and regrow. And I was lucky enough to have some musicians that I knew here, but it's obviously an amazing city for music, so it made sense.
How did the move to New York inspire parts of your album, Just One Voice?
The experience that I was looking for was a lot of it. It ended up being a lot of anxiety. Turns out, I lost all the foundation that I had, and I felt like I needed to regrow all of that. And also, I was touring so much. I was never really home for longer than a week, sometimes a day at a time. Within 6 months, I started playing in one band with him, and then he started another band, and Becca Stevens, I played in her band as well. And it was just nonstop between touring and records. So I had no foundation. And I think a lot of this music leading up to moving and written after moving as well was written from just trying to find that. I think these songs exist as places where I was trying to work through some of the really lost and confused and anxious feelings and let them live in a safe and compassionate place, if that makes sense.
It does. My guest is Michelle Willis. The name of the album is Just One Voice. This is a listening party. So let's listen to the track Liberty, and we can talk more about it on the other side.
It's a good thing me being here, waiting, finding on my own. 'Cause you can make yourself anew anywhere, and then you find you're the one you can't let go. And I don't wanna be that girl and go where you think I should.
Michelle Willis from her album Just One Voice. Who else do we hear there?
That is, there's Michael McDonald is singing background vocals on that song.
Oh, that. Oh, him.
The sweetest, most soulful, beautiful voice of all time. Yeah, he's there. That song I wrote, I can remember, you know, in such cliche fashion, I guess, but I was literally walking across the Brooklyn Bridge thinking about, you know, it was the trip that I was here right before I moved. And I was just thinking about what happens when you move and you think that you're going to have this clean slate, but actually you just bring all your baggage with you. And there's all sorts of like new problems that are going to arise in a new place too. And thinking of all of the people who specifically have moved to New York, that nothing is ever as it seems when you arrive in a new place.
He brought you with you, as I say.
I brought you with me, yeah. No, fortunately.
Let's listen to another song, Janet, which originally appeared on Hear If You Listen, the collaborative album you made with Crosby and Becca Stevens and Michael League. Why did you decide to record it for Just One Voice as well?
I just wanted to do it my own way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had always written it. I never actually thought that it would be on the Crosby record because it just seemed so far out of the wheelhouse that we were writing in. And to Becca's credit, she was the one who said, can you just play them that demo that you played for me the other night? And that's how it ended up on that record. And we took the approach in that version as a more acoustic quartet version. And I wanted to, I always heard it as like a Stevie Wonder type thing, where we could really get a little greasier on the bridge and just way too many keyboard synth things layered on top of each other. So yeah, I just wanted to try it in that way.
Well, let's check it out. This is Janet from Michelle Willis.
Oh, it's an ugly thing, Janet, Janet. Those wounds that you're carrying, you're tugging at your own skin, and Janet's gonna eat you up. You're pouring your sweet love into a bitter cup, and don't you remember? You let him go. You said goodbye and now you're crying while somebody takes him home. So what you gonna do with it, Janet? What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do? Time. You're just sitting at home, feeling alone. Can't spend
My guest is Michelle Willis. We're talking about her new album, Just One Voice. Okay, so a tweet from the album's release day says, 8 years of writing, 3 years making. Okay. When did the recording process actually begin?
Oh, God. I tried so hard to forget. No, I'm kidding. It was a long process. I actually set out initially to make two records, which I did. And the first idea, the catalyst for this was holding on to these live recordings that I had made in 2016 at the release show for my first record, See Us Through. We recorded these two songs for an encore that were How Come and Just One Voice that made it onto this record. And they were so cathartic. They felt, I just knew that they, it was good. I carried them around for years, but not doing anything with them and being so busy that I just didn't have the energy or the really confidence at a certain point to approach them. But I knew I had to do something. So that, hearing those live versions, I was like, there's something lost when you record in studio that doesn't have that live energy. And there's also something lost in the live thing where you can't go into this exploratory sandbox. You can only do that really in a studio where you can spend hours like, I really want this hi-hat sound to have whatever, you know, like you can just be such a nerd about it. And so I decided that I would make two records of the same songs, one live in a really special place. This is a venue in Toronto called 918 Bathurst, and it's a renovated Buddhist temple. And I would play with my band that I grew up playing with or spent the last, you know, years before I moved here playing with. And I invited David Crosby to sing as a guest. And it was a super, super special production. And there was like 400 people that came. And that was the live record. And then at the same time, and that is partly why it's taken so long, but also there was the pan, as it has been called, that gave us a bit of an interruption. So we did the live record in 2019. And in the midst of that, at the beginning of the year, I just started working on the studio album as well, because I knew that, we had the opportunity to go really deep with these songs, that I could direct them in a bit slightly more of a pop direction, without them being pop songs. But we could have a really rich approach to the production. So that's what we did. And I just wanted to see. It was kind of a masochistic way to see, you know, what would reveal the true feeling, like the true kind of cathartic feeling of the music. And ultimately they both do, you know, in different ways, but it was clear by the end that the studio record is the record, and the live version is what all live recordings are. They're just a really special document, a version of the thing.
My guest is Michelle Willis. We're having an All of It listening party for her album, Just One Voice. Let's listen to a bit of the song, How Come, and we can talk about it on the other side.
How come you don't call me anymore? How come, how come, how come? How come you don't call me anymore? How come, how come, how come? Ever sees this coming? Have you already found someone new to whet your appetite? I hope they're strong and nice for you. How come you don't call me anymore? How come, how come?
So it's interesting. There's a transition around the 3 minute mark in that song, and it sort of turns into a different track. What inspired that structure?
I have no idea. I really don't. I've never done anything like that before. I don't know. I've listened to a lot of prog stuff. Maybe that was kind of where some of that was coming from, or even, I have no idea. And even Michael sings at the end.
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald takes a lead, which is, I still like shake my head laughing, you know, when I hear it. It's such a dream to hear his voice singing those words. But it takes a twist. And I think it speaks to what I was feeling at the time, which was, you know, this relationship was coming apart. It was actually a friendship. And we have so many opinions in that state where we're kind of, and feelings, you know, we're sort of lost and we're hurt and we're, you know, why is this happening? And you blame yourself, you blame the person. And at the end, the song is like, it's just really triumphant. And it's also, you know, like, you're okay, I'm okay. Let's just enjoy our lives. Like, this is it. Just go enjoy yourself. You're fine. And I think I needed that. I think I needed to just feel a little bit powerful and also just free of like trying to figure it out and try to fix it. You know, it's just like, it's fine. Let's just go dance. Just go do your thing. I'll do my thing. You know? Yeah.
The name of the album is Just One Voice. It is by Michelle Willis. Michelle, thank you for sharing your music with us today.
It's a total pleasure, Allison. I listen to your program probably every day.
All right. I'll say hi to you every day. You know I'm saying? Hi, Michelle, behind the voice. Michelle, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's go out on the other part of How Come, the part we were just chatting about featuring Michael McDonald. Check it out. That's all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. I will meet you back here next time.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.